All right, we all have them. I know you guys do. Do you have a compliment that you received, doesn't matter how long ago, that you still remember? Because I know all men remember the one time they got a really nice compliment.
I actually do have one, Jake.
Okay, go ahead.
This was a number of years ago, actually, at this point, good Lord, more than 10 years ago.
Got your soul.
I was standing in a McDonald's park. I'm the youngest one here, asshole. I was standing in a McDonald's parking lot right before I was waiting for an open mic in that particular town. I was just standing next to my car, and this car pulls in. The windows were down, and a woman, I don't know how old she was, perfectly honest, because she sped away after this, but she just yelled, "Hey, cutie," and drove away.
Yep.
And yep. Funny thing I'll was, I told that story to my brother, and he was like, his first reaction was, she was probably talking to somebody else. I was like, oh, I was the only one in the parking lot, you asshole.
Obviously someone else.
Yeah, clearly someone else. All right. Like, thanks to ruin the one compliment I've ever gotten in my life like that, you fucking bastard.
That's what brothers are for.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that really is what they're for.
He did his job.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, John, nice compliment. Get humbled.
Nice compliment, but you're ugly, so...
So the thing that brought this up was I remembered that there was a woman that when she would come into the bank all the time that I worked at, and I dressed really well because my wife bought me nice clothes. But my wife would be like, "Hey, you should wear this. Hey, you should wear this." And so I would always dress really well. And this lady loved the way I dressed. Okay, and I said that I dressed well, and I had a nice tie on, and blah, blah, blah. And so if she ever called the bank, she would say, "Jake, what are you wearing?"
Damn.
It's the only time ever somebody's ever asked me that. And mind you, this lady was like 89. Like, she was extremely old.
Dude, it's amazing what old women can get away with.
Just like one of those things that I'm like, I that's not even weird. She's
imagine,
so old.
Imagine Tim old. The amount of just unashamedful power that he's going to have. You're going to say anything. You're going to go anywhere. Yeah. You'll get confronted by someone and you'll just babble incoherently. ramble on about your life until they leave.
Hey, baby, what's your squirrel sign?
I definitely look the most forward to Old Man Tim.
Old Man Tim is going to be he's going to be a delight.
Old Man Tim is going to be a Pilates instructor.
This will be an absolute menace.
I'll need a career after AI, so...
Being weird and old is certainly a career choice.
Yeah, no, just strap a phone to yourself and just let that be your channel. Old man Tim does.
Tim Vision.
Tim Vision. Just, that's so good.
Tim walking around every day of life.
Oh. It's John, it's so funny you should say the stuff that old women can get away with. Fun fact about my life. This is a very, very intimate detail of my life.
Whoa.
But my first kiss from a non-family member, like not my mom or whatever,
right,
my grandma, was by a 60-plus-year-old woman at Cracker Barrel.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
I was going to make a joke, but I need to ask this. How old were you?
How old was I? I was, probably 19 or 20.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, God. Okay.
Dude, Cracker Barrel is the place to meet sweet old ladies.
That's yep. Amazing.
Yep, my first kiss.
You could have just shrugged that off, but you're the one who said it.
Like, what were the circumstances around this?
I don't... Well, it was a coworker of mine.
Whoa! Did you have to report this to HR?
For some reason, my mind went to a customer kissed you.
That too. ago. Just went up. She was drunk off of something.
Coworker makes more sense.
Does it?
I mean, it's a little less disturbing, I guess.
I love the idea of a drunk old lady at Cracker Barrel. That just just makes me
10 in the morning right after church.
Hey, sweet, she's coming in.
She's already on her 10th mimosa. I mean,
oh my gosh.
They don't serve alcohol at Cracker Barrel, but she's drunk anyway.
Oh, wait, they do in the South. They serve alcohol and Cracker Barrels in the South.
That's why the South is better than us, right?
Sounds way better, dude.
I know.
Honestly, I didn't realize. I haven't been to a Cracker Barrel in probably like 20-something years. So I legit thought.
I was assuming Cracker Barrel was too tame to sell alcoholic beverages, but...
They had a smoking section back in the day.
That, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, America used to be good.
Worked in multiple places like that, that I was like, oh, look at working in the bar. I'm looking up and there's this giant filtration system and it's just cigarette smoke going up into it. I'm like, oh god, this is gross.
I still remember going to, when my dad and I were living in a small town, I still remember he and I walking into this one, a typical Italian place that every small town has. And you walk in and I remember being asked, smoking or non-smoking? And when I think about that now, I'm like, what the fuck were we doing? As a country,
we were living, Jake. We were living.
It's just so bizarre that you could just eat in a spot where, like, on the other side of the building, people were just smoking cigarettes. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. It's wafting over.
Yeah, it's usually like a non-smoking section. You're just looking over, and you're like, I can still smell it. It's really not high.
This non-smoking section smells a lot like a smoking section.
Somebody, I don't know who said this or where it came from, but somebody said it's like having a peeing section in a pool somewhere. You can pee, but only in that corner of the pool.
That is shockingly accurate to how it actually works, yeah.
Wow. It makes sense. I'm like, perfectly.
Oh my gosh.
But do you know who's not peeing in the pool any longer? Because he's dead?
Fuck Durgar.
Fuck him. I'm glad he's burning.
I mean, they probably do that on purpose, and they're just like, to get an edge over everyone else. Mm-hmm. They're like, I pissed in the pool. And you're like, why? Why did you do that? Because Droskar says so, or whatever.
Yeah, Droskar told me that this is what all foremen do. So this is what I do now.
Yeah, Garn's got some words for Sandor after this fight. And the first one is, why didn't you get big?
Well, Sandor, why don't you get big?
Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Before we get into this fight, okay? Because there is a very, very important will save that I need to make.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I like how you said you're going to make it, and that you might fail.
Well, I did.
Succeed.
I did already, because I rolled. I rolled a... I need to see if it's low enough for a crit fail. I don't think it is.
Oh, shit.
But I got a 25.
Not a crit fail.
Okay. All right, so just a regular fail. So, with Dominate, what we have here is that she is going to be under Kezra's control. And then at the end of each of her turns, she gets to roll a new will save and she sees if she breaks out of it or not. But in that time, Kezra can give her orders and she will do whatever the orders are to the best of her ability.
Man, I was really hoping for a crit fail.
Everybody does.
She could crit fail on her next try.
That is correct, yes. In which case, it would give her the crit fail after that, so yeah.
All right, for now, he just says, just sit down for now.
Okay. Now, she doesn't move in initiative, though, so it's still her initiative placement, right? Because I don't think control moves you in initiative. It doesn't treat her like a summon.
Unless the controlled trait says something about it.
I don't think it is, because I'm pretty sure she just does whatever she can on her turn to the best of her ability. So
yeah.
Okay. So you see her. She's like trying to defend herself. She's got her blowgun in one hand and then the rapier in the other, and then you see her just like stand very still, and then just like her arms just like drop to her side, and then she just kind of like cocks her head at you.
Sweet.
Sandor, it does come to your turn now.
Okay. Sandor just pulls out a wand, points it at this dwarf, and shoots a chromatic ray at him.
All right.
Sick. You have a wand of chromatic ray?
Yes.
That's awesome. God, that's so awesome.
Oh, with this wand, by the way, I want you. You might not want to do this here because the where is it? The wand of refracting rays. That's the one where it can bounce. So it might be better to use that in a room full of people. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's a good point. I'm just going to shoot a regular chromatic ray at him then.
Okay. Just a regular one then.
Just a regular spell.
All right. And is that a save for me or is that an attack for me?
No, that's an attack roll.
Okay.
I like the idea that you have so. I like the idea that you have so many magical, magical trinkets and spells that you just like pull out the wand. You're like, wait, no, not that one. Just,
nah,
do something else instead. Like getting lost in all your magical wares.
Tim, 16 plus 21.
37.
That's a hit.
Okay, I got to roll to see what damage type this is.
Oh, yeah. That's some fun.
Right.
Could be fire.
Electricity.
Bzz, bzz, bzz. Is this also a ray that could... Yeah.
I don't even have to roll damage, it just deals 50 electric damage.
Oh, shit. Hey, John. John, is this one that can, like, teleport people, or is this a different one?
No, this can't teleport people.
No.
Okay, well, because I thought chromatic was, like, the seven or something like that, or the seven colors you could roll on or something.
Nope, this is a fourth level spell that can do either 30, 40, 50, or 25 points of damage, depending on the damage type.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay, gotcha,
I rolled a 3 for 50 electricity damage.
Alright, so damn. 50 electricity damage to the brain. Please describe your kill.
Because
he had 20 left.
Yeah, because
wow.
Literally, so Sandor just points his finger at this guy and says, Duskari never loved you. And he kills him.
Duskari never loved you.
That moment, he cried.
Okay. Right. From here, this is a tricky bit of combat here, because now we're in initiative still technically, because after every one of her turns, she has to roll. So it comes to her turn, and she sits down, and then she waits for your orders, Kezra. So let's go around. Ambrose, it is your turn.
Okay.
Well, okay, so this is the first round that she's completely controlled. Next turn she gets
a save. So I rolled a save, and I failed.
Oh,
so she's still...
Yep.
Okay, understood.
We need to ask her questions and get information.
Yeah.
Right.
We have, like 6 seconds increments to try to do that.
Yeah, so Ambrose is going to do an act together. He is going to take all... Okay, yeah, no, he will take 2 actions. One to sustain, and one to move closer.
Okay.
Basically, well, I guess I have to roll. Okay, I'm good.
Oh, because you walked into the
aura. The fear. Oh, yeah. No, I'm scared of my own summon, man. No, he
obey me, creature.
I mean, so he's fine. He survived that.
Okay.
But 2 actions that Luca is going to come over. Go. Get out of the way.
Damn wall.
Damn wall, damn Garn stuck in the way. So with 1 action, he manages to get there. And 2nd action, he is going to do an athletics check to... let's see. Yeah. To try to restrain.
Okay.
So he's just gonna do athletics and help him have my character sheet up right now. But oh yeah, shit, he's up a level too. So
yeah, I was gonna say I also don't think that she would resist. So if you just go up and like grab her,
hug.
Yeah, just gotcha.
Just for the hell of it though, I mean, because they'll just make it better.
Sure.
38.
That is a crit. So would you pin her up against the wall or something?
Yeah. Just, and in this case, even worse is probably this thing is going to float over and try to have her experience darkness. he's going to make a will save.
Okay. 25.
Oh! That's a fail. So she has Void's Embrace now. So she is dazzled at any light right now.
Interesting.
So she is at stage one.
Dazzled.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she just, like, opens the robes, and the robes is just this void of darkness and the screams of something in within.
Yeah.
And she is now dazzled.
Darkness imprisoning her. All that she sees. Absolute moment.
Absolute darkness.
Okay. Garn, your turn.
Before Garn goes, my poison. So I took my damage that you gave me.
Oh, yes.
What was it? How much damage was it again? 24?
Yes? Sure.
Yeah, I think it was about 24. And I rolled a 36 for my fortitude save.
Okay, so you are fine. Yeah, you're fine there then. Sweet. So no more no more poison for you.
Good.
Oh, and I'll say like when Amber's right up, he goes he's just like yelling for a moment. He goes, whoa, Gretel, don't kill her. We need her. He's just like rearing up to attack. The more non-aggressive thing.
Then Garn, it is now your turn.
Garn moves here. I'm going to ask a very quick question. Don't tell me who you work for. Who do you work for works for?
So you're asking who her
boss's boss is.
Her boss's boss is.
Yes. Because I'm sure that her boss is in here. I want to know who her boss's boss is. Just a name.
She looks over and she just says,
I've report to him,
and then she points just into the room, like next to you guys, and then she says,
fuck.
But Ilstra commands all of us,
and then she goes quiet again.
Which door did she point to? We are notably in a room with like seven doors.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by doors.
We were talking about this before we started, but yeah, there are 8 doors out of this room. So she pointed to the west.
To the west.
Yeah. Down the hall. This one.
Okay. Yeah. So down the hall, there's a short hallway. So that's where she pointed to.
Got it. Ilstra commands all of us. I feel like that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. I feel like we heard it before.
Yeah. Ilstra was the one that hyena woman.
Oh, new name for it.
I was gonna say that's who she was talking to. Right. That was the name that you got of the contact of the Scarlet Triad in this location.
Right. Okay.
So she says that. When she points to the room, she says he commands here, but Ilstra commands all of us.
Hmm. Okay.
Essentially.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Kezra, it is your turn.
Oh boy. Well, I was gonna basically ask the same question. And you kind of already answered. Don't do anything.
Ask how many more people.
Yeah.
How many more?
What are you seeking here? What is your purpose? What does Ilstra want?
Profit and power.
She doesn't know enough. I think if I have any spells that can help me here. Alright, wait, hold on. I need to read the text of Dominate.
Okay.
Before I do something.
Because please, before we ask any questions, give me a command. And then she puts a knife to her neck. She's like, please. I don't want to answer any more questions.
Oh, she's restrained, so I mean, whatever.
I know.
Can I cast an offensive spell on her? I mean, it wouldn't be a damaging spell, but it'd be, you know. What does controlled say?
I guess. I mean, she can't, like.
Or otherwise.
I think the. Yeah, the, if it's an offensive spell, then.
I mean, nothing.
Then that would be an issue?
Nothing says anything. So I'm going to cast fear on her. I want her will save down. So I'm going to say.
Where is Ilstra?
And I will cast fear on her. So okay. Another will save.
Will save 30.
Fail. So you're frightened 2.
Frightened 2.
Oh.
Okay. So sweet. Then right, you ask for where she is.
Hey, isn't Ilstra a he or? Said he is. I thought you said he is or something.
Well, when she said he, she pointed to
so the person at the last.
Yeah, whoever is in the room. But Ilstra, he says, she says that Ilstra, she is. Gosh. That's way in the back of this book.
Where is she?
She's way back in the book. I gotta go back. Hold on.
Let's see.
This is such an amazing opportunity that we could just kind of skip the whole book and just go right to Ilstra.
Bye, guys.
Chop off the serpent at the head.
I mean, if she crit fails, a will save. With this frightened too.
She I mean, can lead
she's,
us there.
She's ours for like a day.
Yep. she says that she is in the Temple of All Gods.
Temple of All Gods.
What the hell is that?
Awesome.
That's amazing. This is wild information to be getting this early. I'm obsessed with this.
All right.
I'm so happy this is my sixth level item.
Sandor, it's your turn.
Sandor is not going to do a damn thing. He's going to wait to see how this plays out.
All right. It comes to her turn, and she's just like, please kill me. No, she can't say anything. I guess technically.
To do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Please, I'll say something that'll get us sued. Please, please kill me. No, she answers all your questions, and then she waits for more orders. And she failed again on her will save. 25 that time.
Yeah, fail.
Yeah. 28. So next it comes to Ambrose. It's your turn.
See, I'm trying to do something real fast with the Void's Embrace. I don't know if that stage one was there, so I guess she has to do another save.
Okay.
Will.
Another will. Her will is down. 31.
Ah, damn it. Okay. Alright, he's fine.
Alright.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
I mean, just so you all know, my Kezra strategy right now is to continue to cast fear on her and ask her questions.
Oh, yes. No, I get it. This taste, he'll take 3 actions and move up.
All right.
Here.
Dude, standing toe-to-toe with her.
Oh, yeah. So.
You know what, Jake, if I could take my hand off Jeff Beezer, I will... loot the Jaskari
The Hrengar guy?
The Hrengar, yeah. Yeah.
Tell
me what it's on.
Yeah. So we will. Ambrose, go ahead and do your turn, and then I'll tell you what to find on your turn.
Sure. So for each question, would be like an action, basically, at this point?
Essentially.
Whole turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many of your other friends are down here?
She says there's a big one in there, which is the one that the same way that she pointed last time.
Okay.
And then let me count.
Jesus.
If I was a good GM, I would have counted. 10.
10. Okay.
We've already used a lot of spells.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still have some spells, though. So
I've still got juice in the tank, but 10's a lot.
10 is quite a bit.
Sorry, there's 10 what? I was reading things.
There are 10 others down here.
Yes.
Okay.
I
got magic.
Yeah, is that also including the big guy? Is it like 1 plus 10? Or is it just 10 in general?
So she says that there's 10 others. So after she points at the one guy, she says there's 10 others.
So 11 total.
Yeah, so yeah, 11.
What okay. What kind? Are they thugs? Are they brutes?
Are they poisoners?
Are they poisoners? Come on, tell me.
I don't have the bestiary of Scarlet Tribe members.
I just call them Scarlet Triad people. I call them friends.
She says we're all agents. How about that?
Okay, I'll take it. Whatever. True. She's at what? Sphere.
Frightened one
or two.
She'll be at one now because she had her turn.
Oh yes.
Well, so with him still, the Warwraith still up at this point, it's going to use intimidation on her.
Great.
Bah!
It's a plus 21 to intimidation, alright?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
That's good. That's really good.
33.
33 is...
Probably not a crit.
Not, that is a... it's a regular success.
Well, guess I'll do Void's Embrace on her again.
Okay.
It's struggling. It really wants to kill her, but...
Okay. So we'll save for that then.
Yeah.
39.
God Ooh. Damn.
All right. Yeah, get that, I'm getting
get
these
that,
out.
All get right. that roll out of the way.
Yep.
Yeah, get the roll out.
Okay. After that, Garn.
Do you know the way to the temple?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Dang.
She's struggling internally as she, admits this.
Because here's the thing. We could take her, we could leave with her, and you get a fresh attempt at dominate every day.
No, well, that was a scroll.
Oh.
Well, you know, somebody else in the party might have had that in their spellbook.
Of course you do.
Of course. all right, was that your...
Yeah, that was it.
Oh,
I'm trying to keep it into the spirit of short questions, short answers, you know?
Right. Kezzer, comes to yours.
Alright.
They know how to get there.
What?
I'm just like they know how to get there, you know?
Maybe ask where it is.
Well, he wants to... Hold on, he wants to control her real quick. He says,
don't move from where you're sitting, no matter what.
And he casts fear again.
Okay.
This poor slaver woman.
Oh, well. Oh, this poor slaver. Oh, think of the slavers. Okay.
22.
Still so just a fail.
One off, so she gets
a crit fail.
Oh my gosh.
Man.
So, Frightened 2 then?
Yeah, you'll be at Frightened 2 again.
Okay. Let me put that back on. Put it up by one. Okay.
And then for my question.
Yes.
God, I don't even have a question. What's a good question to ask her?
Where is the temple?
Yeah.
Where is the temple?
It's deep in the haunted city.
Okay.
Oh, haunted shit. City.
Of course it is.
I was not expecting it to be in this area.
Yeah, I thought it was somewhere else, to be honest.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I mean, I knew, like, of course we're in a place where there's a crazy haunted city. Like, of course we're gonna have to go there, but
yeah, yeah. Sandor,
I'm checking the body.
Oh yes, on the Hringar you find some scale mail, that corrosive whip that he hit you with a few times. Some good manacles. He also has a scroll.
Can I identify the scroll?
You may. Go ahead and roll Arcana.
That was a natural 19 on dice.
Sheesh.
Yep, you recognize the writing of a spell of discern location.
Oh shit! No.
Oh.
Casting a spell from a scroll. Oh, sorry. The doesn't say what the spell does here. It just gives the description for discern location.
I'm like, could we find out where the temple is using this spell?
I think it's called pinpoint now.
Yeah, I think it's called pinpoint.
Yeah. So you learn the name of the target's exact location, including the building, community, country, and plane of existence.
Wait a minute, this is an 8th level spell.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You can target a creature only if you've seen it in person, have one of its significant belongings, or have a piece of its body, such as a lock of hair. To target an object, you must have touched it or have a fragment of it. Pinpoint automatically overcomes protections against detection effects of lower rank than the spell, even if they would normally have a chance to block it.
So if one of Ilstra's personal belongings is around here, we can just find them.
Yeah, yeah. You would automatically just like know where she is.
But here's another question: what was this guy trying to find? That, because this is an enormous amount of wealth and resources in a scroll. What was he trying to find?
Who was he trying to find?
Yeah,
because it's a who. One creature or object.
Yeah, or object.
I didn't realize it was an or object.
Whoa. Oh, wait, do you think they're trying to find the gate?
Could be.
They might, need, like, they might be.
I mean, we know that they are looking for the gate. I just don't know if this particular poisoner knows that's what they're looking for.
Hmm.
Well, this wasn't a particular poisoner. This is a Draskari. Or not Draskari.
No, I'm talking
about Rengar.
Rengar.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, we questioned the poisoner, and she didn't know. She didn't say anything about the gate.
Right, so. Okay, so yeah, you find that. It comes back to her turn. She has a name. You guys didn't ask it. Just saying.
Oh.
It's not important.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. all right, she keeps her butt firmly planted as Kezra instructed her, so.
Man, what a time for you to be failing. This is it.
I know. All right, let me see. She is frightened too. Okay. So, she keeps her butt firmly planted this turn, and then you see her start to move.
Ah.
Because I got a 35.
What does that do?
She's free.
Is she just free, or does she take penalty?
Let's see. Let's get back to Dominate. Okay, so, with a success, target is stunned one as it tries to fight off the command. So you guys are crowding around her, and all of a sudden you see her like start to move, but she's like shivering in fear as she like starts to move against this command, the command that Kezra gave her. But that is her turn. It comes to Ambrose.
Swiss cheeser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swiss cheeser.
I mean, at this point, yeah, he's sensing this. He sees her, like, starting to get, like, more free. Like, I don't know, bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, have your revenge. And lets the War Wraith is going to do, what was it, Grip of Fear on her.
Oh, okay.
Will save.
28.
Oh, wait, she's frightened, right?
Yeah, that's what's frightened.
Fuck! Come on, that's right at it! Jake, you ruined it!
Sorry.
No, it's fine. So that is...
Resolve is coming through.
It's still a 96, a half of that, so...
Oh, God. Yeah, this might just do it anyway, but...
and move my phone so it moves all the dice. Because I got one of those fun dice rollers.
Dude, those are so much fun.
What
are
you, like, you shake your phone?
Shake your phone? I love that.
Yeah. let's see. Half of 33, so... 17 points, 16 points of damage.
16 points of damage, okay. She is up, but she is staring into the void, and the fear is starting to rack her mind, and she is on the edge,
Well, then at this point, then, Luca's just gonna kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, at this point.
Yeah. Go ahead and roll.
Yeah, gotta roll, because I could roll a natural one.
If you did, it'd be so funny.
Pure point.
Don't do it.
No, instead it's a 39 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit. So just, what's your minimum damage on him?
We want the maximum damage.
12. It would be 12 points. It should be minimum, because it's 8 plus, yeah.
So. Okay, that doesn't have to kill her. So
23 points of damage anyway. So
how does Luca put this woman down?
Oh,
this,
like,
Scarlet Triad agent.
As she is surrounded by three people of that. Oh shit! I should have asked her another question.
Well, she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead now.
She says, my name was Thea.
I don't give a shit. And then he just, like, his spectral sword just slices her, like, right through the neck and just drops her. And it's, like, almost with that, the Wraith just disappears because also not sustaining that anymore.
Right.
But, like, he just kind of stares down at her corpse and it's just kind of with contempt just walks away from it, which is like it's not doing anything for him.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right, let's all roll healing checks on Sandor, please.
Can I delete the Wraith? Does he just
Sandor?
You can take him off the field.
Yeah, I can delete him.
You ever heard of the Temple of the All Gods?
Who are you asking?
Sandor. Since you're from here.
Oh. Jake, have Sandor heard of that?
Roll? Man, what kind of knowledges do you have? Because
I mean, if it's in the city, a dwarf at least.
Rumors? If it's a Five Kings thing, I could roll on it.
Yeah, go ahead and roll it's some kind of dwarven like lore of some kind, like whatever you guys have, because it's very specific to like dwarves.
Oh fuck! Yes. So close to the 20.
I got so close to the 22.
Only a 17.
I rolled Tim 18 plus 23.
Oh, that's like a 41. What?
Okay. the Temple of All Gods. Was a towering stone temple once honored the entire dwarven pantheon. Even Droskar, albeit in a backhanded manner. So, do you remember in Skyrim, there's that one temple in Whiterun, where you walk in and it's like all of the different gods have like their own little like pedestal?
Yes.
It's like that. But you remember that this was a place that was put up ages ago when Sagarok was up, and it was made to, you know, offer tribute to all of the Dwarven pantheon gods.
Hmm. Seems like an ideal location. Tower easily defended.
It must have been lost when the city fell. However long ago, I don't even remember at this point. But yeah, I've heard of it. So, I will also search the dwarf right behind me.
So we have we have all this information now, but I would really, really like to kill some more of these bastards. If you all would like to help me.
I'm very badly burned.
Oh, yes.
After, you know...
Sandor, let me tend to your wounds. I'm quite adept. You see, I spent most of my time on the front lines treating the warriors when they were down. I would even administer first aid in the heat of battle. So these wounds are nothing for me.
Yeah, what battle was that again?
Let's see. You're talking about my stint with to the Tal'Dorian army, or are you referring to another time, perhaps?
It's your story, man. You tell me.
Well, let's see. If you're talking about the Tal'Dorian army, well, it's about 100 years ago, I would say, and...
Sandor is dead. He's bled out.
He just stops working on him. He's just like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sandor almost died.
Yeah, I did. Hey, he was a dying too because it was a crit.
So let's see if him getting distracted by his war tales has taken away from his ability to treat wounds. I am going for the master DC because I am a master of medicine. It's really easy for me to get this, but you know,
Kezra will not aid.
Not aid.
Do it on your own.
I got a 41, so I actually crit succeeded.
Damn. Whoa.
That's what I figured. Your medicine's what? Like,
it's 23.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
High. That's pretty good.
That's my dwarf lore.
No, what about the dwarves? Ah, yes, I remember now. We were fighting that hill giant, and my brother in arms and I were, well, we were posted up underneath a boulder thinking we could get away from it. But then, right as I was patching him up, of course the darn thing lifted the boulder. That was enough time to give him just a little bit of energy to keep going. So that'll be 8, 13, 14, plus 30, 44 points of healing.
All right. Very nice.
At 86. And if anyone else is within range, I believe my ability is I can treat multiple people with a single check, because I have, I don't know, is it advanced first aid? No, not advanced first aid. I have some Paragon battle medicine. That's it. No, that's not it. I have so many feats for
Ward medic.
Ward medic, yes, that's correct.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So I can treat up to four targets at once, so I guess we all get 44 hit points back.
Sweet.
Okay, and this takes how long to do? Or is that
10
just a...
10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes in, you get your heal, don't worry. Oh, but okay. About 5 minutes in, you continue to hear what looks like metalworking from the west, where Thea pointed, right? But to the east, to the door directly to the east, you hear someone...
It's the guy who got married. It's him.
How do you know?
Well, he's coughing.
He's hiding down here, meaning he's trying to escape his wife. boomer humor.
I hate my wife, I hate my kids, and the whole crowd goes, woo!
This is good TV.
I have some severe repressed feelings.
I hate everyone that isn't me.
Have you guys all seen the I Think You Should Leave skit where, like, the guys are, like, ribbing on their wives at, like, the poker game, and the one guy says, yeah, and he's like, I can't take it, I love my wife. And it's, like, this whole, like, montage about how she's so perfect. Like, wow, it was, like, great life. That episode's so funny.
The funniest part about that whole skit is when he's about to leave, and they're like, you can't leave yet, and they pan over like it's one giant sleepover. They got all the sleeping bags. All these like 30 and 40 year old men.
Hey, I would love to do that.
That would be awesome.
I mean, technically we did that before, but
I know we need to set up the next DPS retreat.
I know.
Calling you out on air, Kelly. Pick a date.
No, I'm working on. I'm working on it.
Oh, cool.
Because I also have to plan a beach trip for my other group of friends.
I thought you were going to say, like, for my family.
For my family.
Yeah, I should take them to the beach, too. I'll get done at some point.
Well, you heard a cough.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. You're probably still pretty down, Sandor.
I mean, I'm still, like, 60 points down. No, actually, more than that way.
And he's doomed one right now.
Oh, yeah. So,
I think, right? Wounded, sorry.
Oh, wounded, yeah.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ, man. What happened?
I'm sorry, you just got hit by a giant horror.
No, treat wounds takes care of wounded.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, never mind then. You're good. You'll live forever.
Well,
Tim, did you want to ask Sandor a question?
Oh, yeah, I did, actually. So, if we're going to try to do another 10 minutes here, because I can heal every 10 minutes because of another feat that I have that I can't find. Continual recovery, I think it is. Yep. Yeah. So I can treat wounds again in 10 minutes. So, I say let's try to risk it another 10.
Hey, you don't need to convince me. Give me health.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs help.
Is anyone else down? Because I can technically...
No, I'm good. No.
Okay. No. All right. So it's just Sandor. Yes. Yeah. No. It seems so. As he's treating you, another 17 on the die. So another crit. Oh my gosh. Woo. It's like Sandor. That Rengar seemed to really have it out for you. Did you know them? I don't know why they were targeting you very specifically.
They don't like people who don't follow their ways.
I see.
Jake, would I have any idea if this guy actually personally knew who I was?
Roll me society.
Society, not bad.
Because my man has a name.
Your man has a name. Well, that was a 10 on the die for a 29.
He appears to be a very strong and capable, militaristic, that kind of thing. So he looks like he probably has some renown, but you don't recall his name or anything like that. Mm. Not that you personally knew him, but no, you pretty much hit the nail on the head that like they saw you and then you're a defector of Droskar.
Yeah.
So, another 10 minutes goes by, Tim.
Yep, so that would be 10, 14, 17, 47 hit points.
Thank goodness, okay.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's chunky. And,
halfway through those 10 minutes, you hear another.
Alright, fine, we'll go help him.
Yeah. I would say during this time, though, like, Ambrose, like, he's kind of like inspecting certain things, but like he's shaking like a little bit, kind of like once this specter, the war wraith, kind of disappeared, like dismissed. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like, you know, the scene like when you see someone and they're kind of like, oh yes, no, I'm fine, and then but like their hand is shaking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just like his nerves are slightly racked for a moment
before
kind of getting back together as he hears the coughing, but he's kind of standing off right now. He has Luca kind of standing guard just to make sure no one's going to try to get us from behind.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
I did have one more question for you, Sandor.
Yes.
It seems as if my knowledge of Haringar is a bit rusty, but when that Haringar did become large, it did remind me of an ability that most, if not all, possess. Can you do this as well?
As you ask that question, he actually genuinely looks disgusted, and he just looks at you and goes, I have no pact with your Skari.
I see. Very well. Meant no offense, just every advantage we can have in combat is a good one.
And also, if a player character had that ability, it would be a little broken.
Tim, you're... Garn's knowledge of this, the Dwarven history, you know, goes generations and stuff like that. You would know that, like, the legend is that the Haringar people have these innate abilities because of their faith to Droskar.
Is it Droskar, not Droskari? Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, Droskar. Yeah. If you are a worshiper, you are a Droskari. Like, mm-hmm. You're a people group, you know what I mean?
Not to be confused with Droskari, which is a demon.
No.
The locust-headed demon.
Oh my god, yeah. The entire... Him being aberrant around you guys means that, like, there was some sort of severing. Not only from his people, but from, like... the god that his people are connected to on, like, a deep spiritual level.
Like powers.
Alright, let's go help this coffin guy.
Okay.
Coffin.
Ambrose, do you require any attention? You don't seem well.
No, I'm fine, just seeing a bit of a ghost from my past, I suppose.
You knew that being that you called?
Yes, he's... if you could call it a... well... an old relative of mine. But... it feels whenever I sink into such abilities, my mind just kind of wanders for a bit, and seeing this Scholar Triad... in person, so close again, I'm just either itching for battle and disgust is just filling my mind right now.
Is this the first you've fought them since your run-in is all long ago?
Yes, it's been quite a while since I... probably since I... maybe was that 2 months at least before I reached Breach Hill that I encountered a few that were on my tail, but at this point, this was... it's just something certainly wells up. I feel the rage from so many things coming in at once, and it kind of overtakes me.
Well, we all certainly have a lot to be angry about. It is well deserved that we funnel it here.
Oh yes, it just doesn't seem to get any easier at the same time. I'd rather be making music and not bloodshed, but here I am.
We're living.
I know I don't know yet if my anger is well placed here. Is so well placed yet, but I am hopeful that my family is still out there. If not, I don't know what will become of my soul.
Perhaps we can keep each other aloft at this point.
If it counts for anything, I like the way Luca kills these guys.
Yes, he does wield that blade well.
Spectres just looks back and just looks back towards the door again, like barely acknowledging that.
He seems way cooler than that paladin you guys had.
Well, he was a good man, a man of the cloak. Did you not know who he was?
Never met him.
Well, I'm as shocked that his renown has not reached down here. He was a Sir Benson of the House Black. The cloak that he wore.
The cake that he had. The cloak that he wore.
The bakery that he had.
That old Benson always carrying around that cake. It's good luck cake.
Sounds handsome. It sounds like he had a huge hug.
I think canonically, yes.
The mantle that he bore, it carries respect and responsibility. I have no doubt he will join us again when he is able. And then you should be able to see firsthand what he's truly capable of.
Yes, and then he will take back all the magical items you took from his corpse.
He's not dead, he just went away.
Like that kick-ass sword that somebody made for him.
You know, if anything, you might have heard one of his songs of renown.
Ah, yes, I don't know if any traveling bards come this far down here.
Oh, that's true.
No, probably
wait
not.
Till Garn dies.
Wait, who said that?
All right, let's actually go help this guy out. Dude's dying over there. Let's go.
You open up the door, and inside you see triple-decker bunk beds. Whoa. With lumpy mattresses fill every corner of this room. Other than the beds, the room contains rags, tattered clothing, lumpy soap, and a couple of low-quality combs with some broken teeth. Broken teeth on the combs, not broken teeth just lying about.
Oh, okay, God, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
broken teeth
I read
just
that sentence.
Around.
Yeah, I was like, that's a weird sentence. I should clarify. When you walk in, there's a guy who is in the far corner. He's on, like, the bottom bunk. And when you open up the door, he's like, please, water.
Why, these beds look marvelous. Some of them look exactly shaped for my lumpy body. Excuse me.
It's like putting a Tetris piece together.
I heard you out there for 30 minutes. Please. I'm so thirsty.
Nobody likes an eavesdropper.
That's right, kill him.
Ezra. Give the man some water, would you?
The only thing I have in my pegs is 4 loco.
I'll take it.
No, he's laying on the bed. He's like, sick, give it.
It's the 4 loco before they redid the ingredients so it didn't kill people.
The guy that you see, he's a older guy, probably mid-40s, but he is in rags. Barely a loincloth.
I'll be like, he's an older guy, mid-40s.
Mid-40s.
And a loincloth.
I'm in my mid-30s, that's still old. But this is clearly a slave. And he's just like, water. He said this before you guys actually walked in, so he didn't see who you were necessarily.
Oh, okay.
So who approaches him first?
Probably not a great idea for Sandor to approach him.
Garn asked Kezra to give him some water.
We're here to help. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I only have wine.
Fine, just anything.
Well, does anybody have any water?
And he just tucks the wine away.
Yeah. Ambrose will go over and give him water.
Fine, just please. He's got his hand out, and like the light's kind of shining in his eyes. There was no light in here, so light's shining in his eye. And he's just like, so he takes it from you, starts to like just guzzle.
Sorry, my throat. I'll get back to work soon.
And you can tell he's got like a recent burn wound on his face.
Whip.
And he's still got some like soot.
Huh? Wait, burn from like an acidic whip.
Possibly. There. You look in the. There seems to be some of that, like on his back and his chest. It seems like what happened to his face, however, was by fire. Because there's still soot, like on his neck and mouth.
My good fellow, I don't think you understand what's going on here. You're working no longer.
here to liberate you.
His eyes sort of adjust to the light, and he sees you all, and he's like, "What? I'm free?"
Well, yes. So, are you chained?
I have these, and he sits up, and you can see there's manacles on his feet.
Ambrose will take care of those with a thieving check.
Okay. It's pretty simple, so you don't have to roll on that, but he's just like, "Oh, gods be praised. I owe me bless all of you. Did you get everyone else?"
There are more.
Yes, in the... You haven't seen the rest of them. In the forge room.
Oh. We just got here.
Noise.
We just got here, killed three people, alright?
Oh, right there, and he goes to the door that's open, and he points to the door just across the way on the western side.
Okay.
He goes, right there's the forge. You can hear them working, can't you? And the whole time you've heard ting 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 of metal being worked.
Hmm. What are they making? Do you know?
As far as I know, just weapons. Simple weapons: swords, hammers, axes.
Hmm. Well, funny thing. We appreciate the information, but may I ask who you are?
But my name's Brennig.
Tell me, are you recently wed and ran away from your lover and now imprisoned here?
No, I wish I was married. Do you have any single friends?
You should take a bath first.
Man, just rescuing you.
Okay, so it's not
him. Maybe they'll like it. A pheromone maxing.
No. You wait for those blisters to clear up. You get your ass in a tub.
I'm a free man now.
All right, we're just gonna let this guy go, right?
I think that because the way up is like pretty self-explanatory, I think, right?
Yeah, it's literally just...
It's not even that right. Far away from the Dwarven cities. It just,
I'm just afraid of him getting like picked up by like one of those roaming guards.
Yeah, Krupp guard or something.
Yeah.
Just use caution when you're getting out of here.
You'll find yourself... I don't know if you saw the way down here, but you'll find yourself in an old broken tavern. Just go up, head to the northeast, and you should find sanctuary within the city. If you, I would say go to the temple. Ask for Stoneborn. He will take care of you.
So, wait. What? So I just go out here and then that way, and he points to the north.
Oh, where are you from?
I did fantasy name generators for name. I didn't think about where he'd be from.
I'm from Philly.
I'm. What's the place that's like Russia? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, well, the land of Lenorm Kings area? Or
No. That's the Viking place. Oh, I was thinking of the Pathfinder city with vampire.
Oh, shit. Okay. What is that called?
Oh, yeah.
It's not Tusk Vale, but...
Rusty on my lore. I really need to get back. You guys remember that app
actually,
where you could have like Pathfinder?
Ustalav. I remember reading in the Dave Gross books, because one of them was in Ustalav. He would talk about how they seasoned all their food with way too much garlic to fend off unknown vampires. It was really cool.
That is cool. I like that. He says that he's from Ustalav.
Gosh. This poor fellow, I have no idea where he is or where he's going. I feel as if we must escort him at least to Stoneborn, to Fraston.
I mean, he can just wait for us by the stairs.
I suppose. Or maybe he could stay in here for now.
Yes, at least without shackles on. If anyone else we free can run over here and he can... They can all go as a group.
That's a good idea.
Up to you.
Stay here for now. You're in a land that is very far away from your home.
What? How? Where is this?
Deep beneath the earth. In the mines of Moria, where the shadows lie.
Oh man, Garn's losing it again.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I'm in a completely different universe.
Jaskari dug too deep, too greedily.
See, Sandor, he's like, Gandalf, why are you so short?
Fly, you fools!
So yeah, that when you tell him that he's like deep below, because this is below like the Five Kings Mountains,
right?
He's just like, oh no, it's so far from home. It's so far.
Yes, friend. We are. Most of us are in a similar boat. I too was taken by the Triad. I am far from home as well. We will get through this together, I promise.
Oh, if you think I should just wait here, I can do that, but I would really love to just get around people that aren't gonna beat me and starve me, you know?
Well, you can certainly go up if you want on your own, but we are currently underneath an undead city.
Well, not exactly underneath it. If you go up, there is civilization, but just don't go past the barrier to the north. If you head northeast, and like I said, you go to the temple, we'll see Fraston. I mean, there's a nice tavern if you want to go on a spot. He flicks up a gold coin and get yourself a pint before you go see him.
Or like,
I'm sorry, you said
pints.
Undead city.
Actually, I would just go straight to him, actually, to avoid any possible being picked up by corrupt people.
All right, so he's like,
he's got options.
okay, fine. I can do that. Okay, so just walk out here and walk up the stairs then.
Yes.
And he starts walking up the stairs.
Northeast.
So he goes to the door and he turns around as he gets like just past the door, and he's like, oh, "Wow, I really want to thank you guys." And as he begins to walk, the two statues begin to.
Oh god, damn it!
Wait, those statues?
Yep.
Dang.
Run! Run!
We didn't check to see if he had any magical item on him that might be tying him to the place.
Or the fact that it's probably a trap that triggers every time you go
that
through the
too.
Door.
So two those statues begin to move.
Oh, God.
And he goes, what's going on?
Run!
Alright, so you just want him to run?
I mean, yeah. Wait. Where did you say he's at?
No, tell him to come back.
He was like 10 feet past the door.
Oh,
like
he okay.
Yeah. Oh, come back! So, come back! Come back!
Get back inside.
he stumbles backwards. What's going on here? And wait, when he stumbles back into the room, the stone statues that had stepped down onto the floor, they just and step back up.
Okay. Okay. Reset. All right. Good.
All right. Can I make an Arcana check on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Gosh. That was unexpected.
I mean, I saw the statues on the map, and I was like, yeah, well, they didn't kill us when we walked in. Funny
that's
about that.
Sandor, that's because Sandor said the password.
Welcome to the Hotel Jaskari.
Tim, 14 plus 23.
37.
Yeah, the password that you said not only unlocked the door, it made it so that way the stone golems did not immediately attack you all.
Ah. So he just said the password with him, and then he should be good.
You gotta say it with all your heart, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I will give him the password that I totally remember.
You have to say it with all your heart.
Live, let, love.
For a second.
It was just saying profess the faith, but you say it in, like, dwarvish.
So you have to, like, but, practice it for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Profess the faith. Profess the faith. And he's like, okay.
No, we have to reach
Sandor's like,
deep
say it
inside
with your chest.
Yes.
Profess the faith. Profess the faith.
And he begins saying it as he walks. And then as he continues walking, he just keeps going, profess the faith. Profess the faith. And he walks, and then he just starts going up the stairs. And you can hear it echo down the stairs as he keeps going up.
Hey, as long as it's that easy, apparently, so.
Sandor looks at Kezra and he's like, man, imagine having to walk home.
Loser.
Tell me, are you all this mean to those you rescue?
Hey, I didn't say it to him.
Hey, we've been on the road a long time. We gotta get our giggles in. I've been on this road a long time.
I'd say it's been a while, like 2 days, maybe.
All right, so you send Brennig up to safety. He's going to go find your cousin. What door do you guys want to open now? So they had said, you've been indicated the doors to the west seem to be where things are happening.
Yeah, like right here.
There's two other doors to the north that seem to go into some like small rooms, and then there's a door to the south.
The door just opened randomly.
There's a ghost.
You know, I was actually thinking going to the south anyways, because it's like the door that's further away from other things.
Okay.
And maybe we have like the opportunity to pick off a couple more baddies before we just like let everyone loose.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like one of those things, like, we could charge after the main guy, but I have a feeling we don't get jumped, like, so freaking fast.
Yeah, alright. So, I'm fine with going south.
Yeah, let's take a peek.
And, okay. Sander, are you still down?
I mean, I'm down, like, 20-some hit points.
Okay, I think, like, during that, like, because we had a pretty extended conversation with him, I would have done another heal. I'd go for a lighter DC, just so I could basically guarantee it. And I crit, so...
It's not even 20-some, it's actually just 20.
Just 20? Okay, as long as I don't roll absolute garbage. Yeah, you got it back.
Sweet.
Alright. So you want to go into the room to the south?
Yep.
Okay. As you open up the door, you hear the noise of this cranking. Just chink, 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 just is constant here. And when you open up the door, it gets louder. When you open up the door, you see what appears to be a modified wheel from a grain mill sits on a slab in this room, attached to a chain connected to a large and complex mechanical contraption in the corner. You find, there are 9 slaves in this room, churning this thing constantly. Just pushing it around and around and around. Their feet are bloody and blistered. Their hands are raw. They are sweating profusely. And it looks like they have not stopped for hours upon hours, days maybe. And when you open up the door, they're like,
what now? Leave us alone.
It's time to go. We need to move fast.
What?
If you value your life, come with us.
Wait. If they stop what they're doing, someone's gonna notice.
That's a good point, Kesra.
Keep working. Crack the whip.
Don't do anything, or keep doing what you're doing. We'll be back for you.
Two dwarves in the party. Roll me a religion check.
I don't think I'm so good at that, boss. Actually, no, I'm actually pretty good at that.
I was rolling garbage. It's a 24.
That's the second 14 I rolled. Tim, 14 and
19.
33. You realize that this device does not seem to have a use.
Oh.
In fact.
Oh, god damn it.
Your understanding of Droskar gives you a sort of key into the fact that this is some sort of device as an altar devoted to Droskar. A device built solely as a method of honoring the Taskmaster deity with pointless, grueling labor provided by unfortunate slaves.
Oh my gosh. That's so awful.
It's so awful.
There's not really a point to this device. Nobody's gonna notice if it stops moving.
What? No, they said if the forge goes cold, then we all die.
That's what they told you.
What? No, you're lying to us now. I know your tricks.
You know what? How about the he points to Garn? They'll trust you. Tell them.
Listen to me. You are not where you think you are.
Yeah, they're pretty confused by the whole thing.
Yeah. You're not where you think you are. We have come from above to liberate you, to free you from this place. You must memorize this dwarven incantation very quickly and make your way out of here, or else the stone guardians on the way out will kill you. But you must catch up to your friend. I believe his name is Brennig. Do you know him?
He was badly burned in the face.
Yes, he is on his way out. Catch up with him. Seek out Frost and Stoneborn.
One of the dwarves goes,
Frost. Yes, I remember Frost. He was one of the first people that met me and my wife when we entered the city.
Wait, you're the one who ran away from his wife, and now you have met this fate because of your adulterous ways.
What?
And the gambling. I know about your gas sports betting.
I was just trying to be smart with money. I don't gamble.
Well, anyways, yes, we're still in the city. We're just under the ground. Come, quickly.
Do you remember his name?
Hold on. I have it written down.
Barney.
No.
Barney Rubble.
Let's see.
Barney Rubble's a great dwarf name.
Oh yeah, Timothy Dick Cheese. I forgot about Timothy Dick Cheese.
Who could forget?
Somebody we met in the bar. Let's see.
He was a guy on the street that Zamak. Said he'd never be caught by cops.
Zamak.
Yes, Zamak.
Zamak. Yes, Zamak. It's all coming back to me.
So Zamak, he is delighted, and he goes,
"Thank you. Thank you, Dorg, be praised. I can get back to my honeymoon."
Wait, remember, you have to say, "I profess the faith, or these stone statues will kill you." You must say it in Dwarvish.
You gotta mean it.
Okay. I'm coming home, wife.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh my god.
I'm coming home, I'm coming home.
And a wife, I'm coming home. The
life. How funny would it be if we didn't notice and we kept sending these slaves out, and then at the end of the entire thing, we just walked out and just like a pile of bodies. Oh no!
I really considered walking up and just him just getting smacked in the wall.
They're like, "What was that sound?" I don't know. Just the wind. You come out. Oh.